Yeah, so Shankara in the 12th shloka says about as to what all the questions that a person has to ask and what questions include vicharam. So the first thing is regarding one's own self through the question of koham. So koham will lead us to the sakshi atma, and then regarding the jagan mithyatvam. So regarding the how the world is created, as well as the about the efficient and material cause of the world. So each of those questions Shankara will be answering in the next few shlokas. So the next shloka, very next shloka, speaks about koham, the question of koham. Again, as I said, koham will lead us to the sakshi atma, whereas when we analyze the world, how the world is created and the cause of the world, both efficient and material cause, that would lead us to the one non-dual reality of Brahman, which is the substratum of the world and which is not different from the Sakshi Atma. So Sakshi or Kutastha Atma will be known to be the same as the or as Parabrahman or the ultimate reality of Brahman. So that is what is to be achieved through the analysis about the world and as to from where the world really came. So the in the site, the work Satya Darshanam speaks about this analysis of finding out the cause of the world. When we try to find out the cause of the world, then we will come to know that the world is caused only due to ignorance. That means world doesn't really exist. It only empirically exists, and such an empirical world which exists will finally merge when knowledge dawns. So when knowledge dawns, ignorance will completely vanish. When ignorance vanishes, the world also will completely vanish. So it doesn't mean world will vanish and we won't experience entities, we won't experience things, but it is just that we will not be affected. We will be the Sakshi Atma and we will know the world to be unreal. Shankara in his Gita 5th chapter Bhashyam, he explains this beautifully by telling that once a person knows that there is no water in desert, then though he may run after water, he won't be affected by it. So once we know that the cause of the world is nothing but Brahman and the world is unreal, then we will not be affected by the activities in the world. That is the goal of analysis regarding the world. So in the 13th shloka, Shankara first answers as to what, how a person should answer, what should be the answer for the question koham, the vicharam of the question koham. Naham bhuta gano deho naham chakshaganastata etad vilakshana kaschit vichara vichara soyamidrishah. So vichara soyamidrishah, this is that vicharam. What? Naham bhuta gano deho, I am not the deha, the deha which is composed of bhuta gana. Bhuta gana here means the panchabhutas of akasham, vayu, agni, jalam and prithvi. So I am not the body made of the five the primal elements, five panchabhutas, of the panchabhutas. So I am not the deham. Naham cha akshaganah tata, I am not the entity, the group of aksha, group of eyes, etc. etc. There means the sense organs. So I am not the eyes or the any of the bahikarna as well as any of the antakarna. Bahishkarna means the pancha jnanendriyas, pancha karmendriyas as well as prana, whereas the antakarnas include manobuddhi, ahankaram as chittam. So I am neither of this. Then what am I? Etad vilakshanah kaschit, that which is vilakshanaha, that which is distinct, different from these, from etat, from these, that I am kashchit, in that entity which is etat vilakshana, which is different from this, that I am. That means I am neither the body, nor the sense organs, nor the pranas, nor the antakaranam nor the jiva, but I am that which is distinct from this. So vilakshanam there means not just distinct. If we say distinct, then there can be some other entity which is distinct from it. So vilakshanam, distinct, means that which is unaffected by it, that which is untainted by it. That is what we call as the Sakshi. That Sakshi who illumines all these things, that Sakshi, that witness which illumines all these, should be unaffected by it because it is a witness. Anything in the world, any experience should have a witness which is different from the experience. So if we take any experience for that matter, should have a witness to it. So that witness I am, that witness to all the activities of the deha, of the mind, of the world, that Sakshi I am. So that is what Shankara says, vicharaha soyam idrisha. This is very similar to what Hastamalaka says in Hastamalakiyam, that naham manushyo nacha devayaksho na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudraha na brahmachari na grihi vanasto bhikshur nachaham nijabodha rupaha naham manushyo nacha devayaksha. I am not manushya, I am not deva, I am not yaksha. Na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra, I am not brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra, any of those. Na brahmachari na grihi vanastu, I am neither brahmachari, not grihastha, not vanaprastha, and I am not even sannyasi. Then what I am? Nijabodhas rupaha, I am of the ever conscious principle of Atman. So that is what is the vicharam that a person has to do with koham, negating everything, that is apavadam. Naham bhutagano deho naham chakshaganas tataha. Similarly, tata, I am not the akshagana. So negating the not self, then what will remain behind is the witness self. This process of negation is what Vedanta calls as vyavritta lakshanam of the atma. Vyavritta means negation. Saying not self, not self, not self, not self, and finally what remains behind is the self. So that is vyavritta lakshanam, negation. Through negation, means of negating other things from the self, what remains behind will be the self. After negation, there is what is called as tatastha lakshanam, or saying that sakshi who experiences these, that is the atma. And the final is the swarupa lakshanam. Sakshi bhavam, witnesshood is valid only when there is something to witness. So the witness of Sakshi is present only when there is something to witness. But my swarupam is Sachidanandam. That means witness is relative, whereas my swarupam of Sachidanandam is eternal. So that Shankara would come to later by speaking about the Atma. But here koham is answered by telling that I am none of these. I am not the body, not the mind, everything. Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham. So that is what Shankara says in Nirvana Shatkam. Then what I am? Chidananda rupaha shivoham shivoham. So that is about koham. Then Shankara continued with about the world. Next question was, katam idam jatam. How has this world, how this duality has come when Brahman or Advitiya Brahman alone is real? Ajnana prabhavam sarvam jnanena praviliyate sankalpo vividakarta vicharasoyamidrishah. So this vicharah soyamidrishah, this is vichara. So Shankara answers here the two questions of katam idam jatam and kovai kartasya vidyate. How the world is created, what is the cause, what is behind the creation of the world, as well as who is the creator of the world, what creates the world. So ajnana prabhavam sarvam, the duality that we see, the world that we see, the duality that we see, the namarupam that we see is caused by ajnanam. Ajnana prabhavam sarvam. Sarvam, everything is caused out of ajnanam. So if everything is caused out of ajnanam, then if we have to get rid of everything, jnanena praviliyate, it vanishes by knowledge, through knowledge. So that which is caused out of ajnanam will be removed by knowledge. So it means just by because it is created, therefore it means there is neither ajnanam nor jnanam. Whatever exists is only Brahman. So though Vedanta says that for a person who is in the spiritual path, who is learning, he will have to be told that you are now ignorant because you don't experience bliss, therefore you need to get knowledge. Therefore, ignorance is also there, knowledge is also there. But the reality is that there is neither ignorance nor knowledge. Why? Because sarvam kaluvidam brahma. Sarvam brahmamayam rere sarvam brahmamayam. Kim bhoktavyam kim abhoktavyam. Sarvam brahmamayam rere sarvam brahmamayam. Everything is Brahman alone. Kim bhoktavyam kim abhoktavyam. What to be enjoyed, what not to be enjoyed. Because everything is Brahman. So these shlokas, these works and these philosophies are only for the at the empirical level for a person who is in ignorance. A person who is in ignorance, you can't go and tell him that you know. There is neither ignorance nor knowledge. For a person who is dreaming, you can't go and tell there is no dream world. He has to wake up to realize that there is no dream world. And you can't directly go to a person and say there is no dream. He will not believe you. So you'll have to slowly explain things to him and say, you are seeing dream because you are ignorant. So you see the world, you see the duality. Why? Because it is ajnanam. Ajnanam of what? Ajnanam of Brahman. So if I know Brahman, will the world vanish? No. Why? Because there is no real world to vanish. Does the world really exist for a person to vanish? No. World is only seemingly existent. So nama rupam are never real. What is real is only the substratum of Brahman. And ajnanam is considering the nama rupam as real. So then if ajnanam causes a person to believe namarupam is real, then what is jnanam? Jnanam is knowing that namarupam is unreal. Knowing that the world is only namarupam in Brahman, which means only Brahman exists. So everything is caused by ajnanam. All duality is caused by ajnanam, which is removed by the jnanam that sarvam brahmamayam. So when we think that sarvam is different, everything is different from one another, bedam, sarvam bedamayam, so everything is difference only, that will be removed by sarvam brahmamayam, knowing that the bedam, the difference between entities only in namarupam and what exists is only substratum of Brahman. So everything is caused by ajnanam, therefore jnanam removes everything. Jnanam, when the world, when the jagat is removed by jnanam, then the faults arising out of jagat, the asukam jagat, the jagat which leads to sorrows and sufferings will cease to give us sorrow and suffering, because the world is known to be unreal, world doesn't really exist. So sorrow and suffering will also be taken as unreal as the world, as unreal as a dream world. So a person will ever be blissful. Anandam. So nandati nandati nandatyeva. That is what Shankara says. Person will always be blissful. Then what is the... So Shankara says here, like katam idam jatam. How is the world created? Ajnana prabhavam sarvam. Everything is caused out of ajnanam, and by with knowledge it will vanish. Then who is the karta? Who causes this world? Who is the efficient cause of this world? Sankalpo vividaha karta. So what is the karta? How the world, like who is the real creator of the world? Though ignorance is the cause, ignorance is the reason why world is created. So why the world is created or how the world is created is different from the person who creates it, from the person who is directly the cause for the world. So how the world is created means the indirect cause, that which causes the world, not directly but indirectly. And what is the direct cause of the world, the karta? Sankalpo vividaha karta. Vividaha sankalpaha karta. Vividaha, different. Sankalpaha, the thoughts of the mind. So various thoughts of the mind are the karta. That means sankalpam means sankalpa prabhavan sarvan. That is what Yoga Vasishtam says. Everything is caused by sankalpa. So what does sankalpa here mean? Sankalpa means our thoughts and our desires. So when do we think and when do we desire? We think and we desire when we expect something. When we want to achieve something, then we think. We enter into a process of thinking. When we enter into a process of thinking, that means we consider the world as real. And that is possible only through ignorance. So as I said yesterday, ignorance causes kamam. Ignorance causes desire. Ignorance makes us think that we are impermanent, we are imperfect, we are sorrowful. Therefore, we seek bliss, we seek perfection, we seek unlimited state. So that desire makes us think. That desire causes sankalpam. That sankalpam, that desire, when we think we are ignorant, then where do we seek perfection? Where do we seek bliss? We'll seek in the external world because that is the only source available. So what happens? We think, we do sankalpam in order to attain, in order to perceive, in order to possess objects. That is when we do actions to, first we conceive in our mind that the dual entities of the world are real and I want them because they might give me bliss. That propels us to do actions and thereby trying to get those objects and get bliss out of them. So sankalpam, the sankalpam is caused out of ajnanam, and that sankalpam is the cause of the world. The moment sankalpam vanishes, the moment we know we don't have any desire, we don't have any thought about the reality of namarupam, reality of the world, then we will know internally that whatever I see is nothing but Brahman. So yadyat karma karomi tattad akilam shambho tavaradhanam. Everything is shambhu. Everything that I see is shambhu. So that is what yachakinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana stita. This is a famous shloka in the Narayana Suktam, which says that whatever is there in the world moving and whatever is there that I can hear or see, those are pervaded in and out by Ishvara. So that once a person knows that, then there will be no sankalpam. When there is no sankalpam, then that means there is no world because there is no karta, no creator. When the creator is not there, there cannot be any creation. So when the sankalpam vanishes, the world also will vanish. That means the sankalpam here can, direct meaning of sankalpam can mean that thought. That means thought, mere thought. So that means it may be tending towards Yoga Shastram saying that when thought vanishes, the world vanishes. But that is not true. So here thoughts or sankalpam here means that the knowledge or the ignorance that the world is real. So the sankalpam here means seeking the world or the knowledge or the thoughts that are caused by thinking that the world is real. When that vanishes, though the world might exist, world may exist, you may perceive it, but still you will know that there is no world at all. So the world is real when you think it is real. So if you think the world is real, it is real. If you don't think the world is not real, then the world is not real. But the reality, whether you think the world is real or whether you think the world is unreal, the reality is that the world is unreal because it is only namarupam in Brahman. Namarupam is mithya, namarupam is unreal, Brahman alone is real. So the sankalpam here means the thought that namarupam is real, the thought that world is real. Though the site like and other translations give it as like the thoughts must be the creator, thoughts are the creator. But we can't directly accept sankalpam or thought as creator because jivan muktas are people who live in the world, who have thoughts, but still they are, see the world. Yet they, still they know that the world doesn't exist. So sankalpam here means the thought that world is real, thought that namarupam is real. So Shankara has here said like the real cause is ignorance that ब्रह्मसत्य, इग्नोरेंस ऑफ द रियलिटी दैट ब्रह्म सत्यम जगन मिथ्या जीवो ब्रह्मैव नापरः, दैट इन टर्न मेक्स अस थिंक दैट द वर्ल्ड इज रियल एंड डिजायर थिंग्स, डिजायर टू पोसेस ऑब्जेक्ट्स एंड डू एक्शंस. देयरफॉर द डिजायर, द थॉट दैट द वर्ल्ड इज रियल, दैट इज संकल्पम. सो अज्ञानम इज इग्नोरेंस अबाउट वंस नेचर ऑफ ब्रह्मन. दैट इग्नोरेंस मेक्स अस थिंक दैट द ड्यूअल वर्ल्ड इज रियल. That means is what is called as sankalpa, that causes the world. Causes what world? Causes the dual world. What dual world? The dual world which is considered to be real. And that dual world which is considered to be real is the cause of sorrow. The world is not the cause of sorrow, but the world which is considered to be real is the cause of sorrow. So a person might see the world, yet he may be blissful. He will be blissful when he knows that the world is unreal. So the sankalpa, the viveda, the karta of not the world that is meant here, the karta of the that world which causes us sorrow, that is thinking that the world is real. So once that karta vanishes, then the sorrowful world will vanish and everything will be seen as Brahman. That means such a person will see God in everything. Such a person will see Brahman in everything. Such a person will therefore have Abheda Darshanam or non-dual vision. Thereby, he will ever be blissful, and such a bliss will attract people. Such a bliss will give bliss to other people as well. So Shankara has answered the second and the third question here. The next question what he raised was about the upadanam. So the karta or the efficient cause is sankalpa, then what is the upadanam? That is what Shankara says in the 15th shloka. So Shankara says this, yeto yar yadupadanam एकं सूक्ष्मं सदव्ययम् यतैव मृद्गडादीनां यतैव मृद्गटादीनं विचारसोऽयमीदृशः. सो मृद्गटादीनां, आई सेड रॉन्गली, द वर्क द पीडीएफ सेज गिव्स इट रॉन्गली, इट शुड बी यतैव मृद्गटादीनां विचारः सोऽयमीदृशः. So vicharah soyam idrishah. This is that vichara. What is that vichara? The material cause or upadanam. Of what? Yetayor yat upadanam. Yetayor means of these two. Of ajnanam as well as sankalpam. So ajnanam and kamam. What is the upadanam for ajnanam as well as kamam? So yetayor yad upadanam, that upadanam, that material cause of ajnanam and sankalpa is yetayor yad upadanam, that is ekam, that is one alone, sukshmam, that is subtle, sad, it is real, it is that which is real, avyayam, that is that which is immutable. And like, how is the material cause of ajnanam as well as kamam? Yataiva mrit gatadina. Even as mud is the cause of the pot, similarly this one entity is the cause, is the material cause, is the cause behind ajnanam as sankalpam. So ajnanam and sankalpam is caused out of, it can come only out of one entity, because there is only one entity which is real, which is what we call as Brahman or Ishvara or or Vishnu or Shiva, and it is of the nature of Sachidanandam. So that one entity alone exists really. That means Ajnanam has to come from that entity. So Ajnanam has for its Upadanam. So here Upadanam word, upadanam, as I said, is a material cause. Material cause is generally insentient, as I said. So here upadanam can be interpreted in another way, another beautiful way. That means upadanam is substratum. The example Shankara gives is mud for pot. So mud is the substratum of pot. Means pot is only a namarupam in mud. Mud is always real. Pot is not real. Similarly, the reality, the upadanam behind ajnanam and kamam is what? Has to be nothing but Brahman. So the substratum behind this world is world which is caused out of ajnanam and kamam is nothing but Brahman. So like Koham answered about the Sakshi Atma, and then the rest of the three questions leads us to the substratum of Brahman which alone is real. And what are the qualities of the Brahman? Ekam. It is one alone. One alone means like it alone exists. There is nothing else. The duality, neha nanasti kinchana. There is no duality whatsoever here. If a person thinks there is duality here, he is mistaken. There is no duality. Whatever exists is only Brahman. If whatever exists is Brahman, then what is the duality that I see? That is caused by ignorance and kamam. Ignorance makes us think that the namarupam is real. But namarupam is never real. So, ekam brahma, ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. That is what Rig Veda says, that the one reality is mentioned by in different ways by different Mahatmas. So, ekam, that Brahman alone exists. I am that Brahman, you are that Brahman, everybody is that Brahman. And some people know it, some people don't know it. People who know it are called jnanis, people who don't know it are called ajnanis. Whether a person knows or not, he is blissful Brahman. If he knows he is blissful Brahman, then he will be blissful. If he doesn't know, he will think that he is suffering from the world. So it is ekam and sukshmam. It is sukshmam means it is subtle. It is not something that can be easily perceived. People do lot of tapas for years and years in order to realize Brahman, because it is sukshmam, it is subtle. In order to realize something which is subtle, we have to go beyond the mind and the intellect. That means lot of sadhana, lot of knowledge, lot of sadhana in the form of Shravana Manana Jidhyasanam is required to understand such a subtle entity. Understanding is only one part of it. It is only Paroksha Jnanam. So knowing such a subtle entity is still tougher. That is Aparoksha Jnanam. The more and more a person does Shravanam, the more and more a person does Mananam, the more and more a person does Nididhyasanam. Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam is nothing but always remembering that Brahman alone exists. And there, when a person learns more and more work, lot of work, always in the best of Mahatmas, learning things, being blissful, being always hearing about Brahman, thinking about Brahman, being in the presence of Mahatmas who are living embodiments of Brahman, that is what is Shravana Manana Jidhyasanam. That will help us to apprehend and realize such a subtle entity of non-dual ekam brahma. And though it is subtle, it is sat, it is real. It is sat is that which is ever present, that which is only present. So it is sat, it is existence, it is truth, it is that which always will exist. That which is sat is eternal. That which is eternal will give us eternal bliss. That which is eternal will give us, it take us to an unlimited state. That unlimited state, that perfect state, that blissful state is what we want. Therefore, such a sat is behind, is the substratum of ajnanam and sankalpam. And such a Brahman, such a substratum of sat is avyayam, it is immutable, it is changeless. It is sat means it is changeless, both go hand in hand. And such a Brahman which is a substratum of the world is none other than myself. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Such a Brahman is Aham. Aham Brahmasmi. I am that Brahman. I am the Sakshi. This Sakshi is nothing but the substratum of Brahman, because I am the Sakshi which is, I am the Sakshi who is ever present. I know that I never cease to exist. Before death I was there. When death I took a body. During birth I took a body. During death I renounced this body and then waited for the next body. Therefore I am eternal. I remain beyond the body, beyond the birth and death of the body. That means I am eternal. And if Brahman is eternal, Brahman is ekam, one alone, then, and I am also eternal, then there can be only one eternal entity of Brahman. That means I have to be Brahman. I cannot be different from it. That means I am the Sakshi. The Sakshi is nothing but Brahman. If I am Sakshi and I am Brahman, then I am Ananda Swarupam. If I am Ananda Swarupam, I will be ever blissful. If I am ever blissful, then I will never be suffering. Then I will be ever blissful. Nandati Nandati Nandativa. So whatever I do, I will be blissful. Wherever I am, I will be blissful. Whatever I think, I will be blissful. Whatever I eat, I will be blissful. Whatever I drink, I will be blissful. So there will be only bliss surrounding everywhere. Wherever I see, it will be bliss. Sarvam Brahmamayam Re Re Sarvam Brahmamayam. Whatever I see, it will be only bliss. So everywhere it will be bliss. Such a bliss will be experienced when we do vicharam and understand that the substratum behind ajnanam and sankalpam which causes the world is nothing but Brahman. Even as mrit or mud is the cause and substratum of the pot, pot is only a namarupam in mud, similarly the world is only a namarupam in Brahman. Namarupam is never real. Namarupam is the difference between entities, whereas the substratum is the same. When I know that such, the duality, the difference is only an illusion, difference is unreal, then I'll know that everything is Brahman. I am Brahman, everything is Brahman. If everything is Brahman, everything is me, then I don't have to suffer. Because suffering is only when I find something different from myself, I find somebody different from myself, I find some situation different from myself and therefore suffer. But when everything is Brahman, everything is me, then there is only bliss. That means I will never be blissful. Such a state is what we all are seeking in the world, and that will be achieved through this vicharam.